because we're given these big, big, oh, crisis things. You know, as you're, before it was global cooling, the coming ice age in the 1960s and 70s. Then they changed it to the global warming. We're all going to get fried. And then this went into climate change, which is just normal weather change. You know? And they can't lose that way. But anything that's if you get a bit of rain today, it's going to be a major flood. If you get a bit of sun, oh my God, we're all going to fry. Like, we never had a really hot sun before. And it's just too easy. People will go with the media because it's what they watch on television all the time. All this propaganda. And it's repetition, repetition, repetition. They really can't remember very far back in their own lifetime to what happened a few summers ago or maybe a winter ago or whatever. They really can't remember. And even when, if they think they do, they can be overridden. Like Aldous Huxley talked about the suggestibility of most people. They can be overridden with a little bit more persuasion. And they'll ignore their own sensibilities and take the expert's opinion on something. He gave a good talk on that at Berkeley. Part of it, well, it wasn't all about that, but he did say that most people were suggestible. And I think he said about 40% to 60% of the public were all instantly suggestible with different advertisers knew this. That's why it worked so well on television, for instance. And he said, but he says, if you take the instance of a snake oil salesman selling you something that's going to be a cure-all for everything, and the 40% of the frightened people will buy it right away. They'll have a relief from it because there's nothing wrong with them in the first place. But they're very suggestible. But then 20% will phone up and say, well, it didn't work with us. And he says, with more persuasion, that 20% could be won over and they'll believe it too. But they need a bit more reinforcement and persuasion. And then another 20%, he says, really had to have high. So altogether, you're up to about 80%. Can be persuaded into accepting the propaganda eventually. 40 easy, 60 with more, and then up to 80 with extra, extra, extra. It's also about 10 to 20% in the public, you said, that back in the 60s, you said, you just can't bring them under. They're not suggestible enough. I would differ today with that. I think today it's much easier to bring people under. The techniques are far superior to bring folk under, to accept what they're being told, and they'll accept it even if their own observations are contrary on the whatever topic it is they're changing their minds on. So it's quite something to live through a time when neuroscience is rather open in some areas about the studies that they've done on us and tests they've done on us. They're constantly doing tests on all of us. And again, that's a whole different topic again, and I've given talks on that over the years, but it hasn't stopped, and it's getting easier. Once you get into the accepting mode of what you're being told, it's far easier for you to swallow the next lot of drivel that comes your way. And they know that at the top as well. There are many reasons for it too. And one of the reasons, of course, is most folk don't want to stand out from their peer group. And again, the studies and all that are just astonishing, where they find out the most adaptable and unquestioning people to accept something new, and they'll push something new, are the cocktail crew, the meet and stand and have drinky poos, and they discuss the latest books, the best authors, and chat like that. The middle class type, and even in the civil service in different countries, they're very prone to it. And they don't want to. No one wants to be different in the civil service. You want to be accepted. Accepted, that's how you get promotion. You don't cause waves, and you don't say something too outstanding that's going to shock people around you. They might be frightened because you're clever, and you won't get very far that way in those areas. So anyway, you find that they want to be accepted by their peer group, and they've got to all conform to what's being pushed, you see, by experts and scientists, etc. It's quite amazing to watch it happen. But most folk do conform very quickly. Children do too. They don't want to be left out of their peer group or pointed to, because children are very cruel to each other. and they'll have fights and everything else. They're nasty if someone is a bit different to the crowd. And that can be used by, let's be honest here, the teaching fraternity, who are on board with their indoctrination agendas, because they're really change agents, as some previous authors have talked about who are dead now. I think Charlotte Isserby was one of them, who went through the educational system in the US, and she was up there on the board for education for the US government, I think under Reagan maybe. And she went through how they started changing it for indoctrination, until she called them the teachers' change agents. Well, they're well paid for behavioural changes. That's their main thing today. It's not as much education and things to help them throughout their lives. Children, therefore, can be persuaded to adapt with the threat of being ostracised from the group by teachers who have read their tool books. They call them toolboxes, how to make sure that all the children come out of that class and that, with that topic, with all the same opinion on the topic, you see, the desired opinion. Remember, in education, that uniformity is awfully important. That's how you get your degrees, etc., if you conform to what they expect. They're not looking for brilliant people. And if you are brilliant, you may have trouble, and you may have to keep your head down. It's sad, but true.